This next one, I'm going to pretend to be the FBI agent in the Matrix, Mr. Anderson. Montcalm's burning boats. The fortress of Quebec was imposing. The perimeter of the city was walled and protected by high cliffs on virtually every side. Perhaps the Citadel's only weak point was a beach called Beauport on the shore below. Wolfe considered making an amphibious assault against the beach. The beach, though, was defended by earthworks, trenches, and about 3,200 French troops. Mr. Wolfe, therefore, abandoned the idea of using Beauport. He would have to find another way. It is interesting to note that Mr. Beauport, pictured at right, would normally not have been so well defended. Somehow, Mr. Montcalm managed to get hold of a letter written by Mr. Amherst, describing in great detail the British invasion plans. Mr. Beauport figured prominently in the Mr. English strategy. So Mr. Montcalm did what he could to deny his Mr. Enemy this flat position below his city's walls. Thus, the Mr. French General ordered the construction of defenses well before the expected arrival of Mr. British forces. If the Mr. English did try to storm the beach, then at the very least, it would be a costly undertaking. Mr. Montcalm knew the Mr. English invaders depended heavily upon their fleet for success. Therefore, the Mr. French General came up with a plan to hit the British where it hurt the most. He commanded men to load boats and rafts with gunpowder, to chain them together and to send these floating bombs, as he called them, towards the enemy ships anchored downstream in the St. Lawrence. Had the operation succeeded, history might have taken a very different course. But the attack failed as one of the French pilots lost their nerve and lit their fireboat too early. The other men took this as the signal to light their own explosive-laden vessels. Consequently, the boats exploded too early, filling the night sky with all sorts of pretty colors, but accomplishing little else. Mr. Montcalm attempted the fireboat tactic a second time on a subsequent night. This time, the English were ready and beat them back the attack. Angered by the tactic, Mr. Wolfe wrote to Mr. Montcalm, "If you send any more fire rafts, they shall be made directed to the two transports in which the Mr. Canadian prisoners are confined in order that they may perish by your own Mr. Invention."